This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Found myself looking up some catfish po' boys during the break. Maybe I was alone in that as well.
Oh, that is great. Sorry about that. That is great.
BB's was close.
So. You know, that's a good thing. Catfish, fried catfish. I'll be honest with you, being around these parts, it's got to be some of the best. There's probably two or three joints right within 5 miles of where we're at right now, Ron, that's got some of the best fried catfish we've ever had. And I've not taken advantage of it.
I have not either.
Because I'd be okay if it's something that I didn't like. But boy, when you get me some good fried catfish, I don't like the fillets to be too big, too thick. Like I like them to be right, like the right. Well, you give me some good catfish. It's not in my top three, but it is mouthwatering good.
It's one of those things that maybe you don't jump off with, but when you eat it, you're pissed off that you don't
do it
eat
more.
It more.
Yes. Well, we just talked about it, and I'm pissed off that I don't eat it more.
Oh man, agreed. Get crunch. Ooh.
I used to go to this spot. You might know about it, Dirty Red, over in Dayton, called Mike's.
I ain't got it.
This little hole in the wall called Mike's in Dayton, Texas, right on the main strip there, that little main drag in Dayton. And every day they offered all-you-could-eat catfish. And we would go there for lunch.
Ooh, that'd be dangerous.
My previous job, oh, my God, I would go back to work so miserable.
I try to stay my ass away from all-you-can-eats, but that'd be a good one.
Oh, it's good. Great price, too.
Mm. And that sounds good right now. Dayton? Hell, I don't even know where that is.
Just north of Baytown.
Just a little north of Baytown out in the country.
A little drive for you, Bob. A little drive for you.
99.
Ain't no hill for a stepper, though. You can get there.
As we continue through here on the drive, Clint, Tyler, the people listening, you can chime in on this and disagree if you want, and agree if you like. When I look at the quarterbacks in the National Football League this year, you know the guys are going to be starters, and we know there are different levels to expectations and levels of pressure, levels of whatever. You start rolling down the list, and I'm looking at this. You know, there's certain guys that are rookies that they're coming in and have certain expectations. There are guys in the middle that maybe are fighting to keep jobs for next year and not get drafted over or moved on. There are guys at the top who are looking to win above a level that they've already won. There are guys in different sections. I think C.J. Stroud has a high level of pressure on him this year.
Oh, I think it's fair.
I think he's got a high level of pressure in multiple ways, Clint, and I'd lay it out as one. I think this is a big, big money year for him. And we've seen, if you could think of the top quarterbacks that were young, once they hit year three, they got them taken care of. Justin Herbert taken care of. Joe Burrow taken care of. Right? You know, they got those guys taken care of and didn't hit. And many of those guys went right to the top of the list when it comes to money. Or if not close to it, Trevor Lawrence, another one that got taken care of and was second, I believe, when he got a contract. I think there's a big play on the money thing. And I think right now, Clint, I think C.J. Stroud, and I think fairly, is looked at as an almost elite quarterback and looked at very, very favorably. And I think many people look at him and still think he is a dude like that. I think if he has another season that is similar to the one that he had last year, that wasn't terrible, that wasn't awful, but clearly not to the level of what I think people thought he was going to be after year one, I think a little bit of that shine kind of rubs off of him, Clint. I think a little bit of that oh, man, he's going to be the next one to compete with the Josh Allens, the Patrick Mahomes, the Lamar Jacksons in the AFC. And then you're looking at guys like Jaden Daniels and stuff that have potentially passed him up. I think it is a big, big, big year for him when it comes to those two in particular things. And I think he's got a lot of pressure.
Yeah, I think he's got a ton of pressure on him. Whether it's personal reasons, like you said, that first big contract, and we know it's going to be big. How big is it? I mean, is it market setting, $60 million a year type stuff? Or is it viewed as, hey, man, we would really like to wait and see more, but we'll go ahead and re-up now at less. What does that look like? I think C.J. Stroud at this point in time would have to have a terrible year next year for this organization to even check up. I think
a real bad year.
Yeah, I think it would be really bad. I'm talking about check up. I think he sets the market. I just look at the relationship that he has with the head coach. The way in which, since he stepped foot in Houston, they anointed him. He's played well, played really well his first year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Year, I think he played well for year two, just not up to expectations, which I said from jump were probably going to be unfair for year two after his first year. The way that Nick Caserio speaks of C.J. Stroud, the way the ownership absolutely has they don't check up at all when talking about C.J. Stroud. I think he breaks the bank here in Houston. I think that to be a terrible year. But with that said, I do agree with your point, Ron. I think C.J. Stroud this past year, I think he avoided a lot of the criticism. And I think if you really break it down, it's hard to talk about the Texans' problems and not mention the quarterback, if we're being completely honest. And it seems like everybody, the O-line coach, the offensive coordinator, the O-linemen that were here that are now gone, whether it's for performance reasons or attitude reasons or commitment reasons, it seems like everybody has gotten their due criticism except for one guy in C.J. Stroud. And I've said this from jump. I think the quarterback's approach made things more difficult last year. And I think if the quarterback doesn't fix his approach this year, it's going to make things more difficult again. And so I do think year three, he's got a lot riding on it, man.
Reputation.
Luckily, he's got a long runway. He's got a lot of runway left.
When I say the shine, I think at a national and local level, And I think at a the way that he's talked about from by analysts and by people cover the league, both locally and nationally, and I think fans. I think that like this year he could have a season, Clint, where he is untouchable again, even more untouchable if it's closer to the first one. If it's more like last year, I think fans like Tyler will, and Fighting Tylers that are hardcore crazy fans that text in and listen to this show and listen to Sports Radio 610, I think a lot of those things that maybe CJ does or says will start to have a different feel to it if it is a season like last year, closer to last year. Some of the things that like oh yeah, that is maybe defended or kind of going past, I think may look differently and feel differently if he has a season closer to what it was last year. And like I think at that point, at some point, when you show that you can be great like he has shown, you don't get to hold on to excuses much longer.
Yeah, that's right.
Like you don't like even and many times it's unfair. Like you don't get to hold on to excuses of, hey, my receivers dropped the balls, or I didn't have pass protection, or hey, I'm getting in. This is my second offense in 3 years. I got a brand new guy I hadn't called plays, right? I've had injuries to all of my receivers. You don't like at some point, whether it's fair or not, those start to leave you if you don't perform to a certain level. So hopefully he doesn't, but I do think there is a good amount of pressure on C.J. Stroud to really bounce back from last year's season.
Well, I mean, look, he could. The opportunity is really in the positive, right? I mean, he can play so well. He can be the fixer. He can make everybody around him better. And you set the market, and it's a no-brainer, and nobody even questions it. Or, you know, you play mid, but everybody still thinks that you're a championship-caliber quarterback potentially. And there's a lot of noise around when and how and what you get in a contract extension. That to me, that's what's at stake here. Is it a no brainer, or is it one you're looking at going, man? Is this the surefire take you to a Super Bowl CJ Stroud that we thought after year one? I think that's what's at stake. I 100% agree, Ryan.
Yeah, if he has a good Pro Bowl level year, like a real one, not an alternate Pro Bowl level one. I'm with you. I think he sets the market. I think he sets the market. Someone texted in, not his fault. O-line sucked. That I'm just saying, whether it's true or not, he is not going to continue to get that pass. I mean, we've watched Lamar Jackson have guys drop balls, struggle.
Look, I wish it was that simple.
And
man,
you know that.
I wish it was that simple. I literally said it the minute they started talking about it. It was the first day of training camp last year about his ability to juggle playing smart the way he did year one and being more aggressive. He clearly was more aggressive, which did not help in any way, shape, or form the offensive line and the scheme's ability to not protect him. Now, did Bobby steer him that direction? Did Gerard Johnson steer him that direction? Did the system handcuff him and not allow? Cool, sure, that's fine. But ultimately, I mean, it's on that conversation for C.J. Stroud and D'Amico Ryans is only going to last. That excuse is only going to last for so long.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.